second paragraph of Kibbutz Aveim. Kibbutz Aveim, Madvorim Shinefroim Gambay Lamazah. Kibbutz Aveim is something, Rachmana Luzlan, a person gets punished in Eilam Hazah. Meaning, I guess both ways. He gets punished and he can get Tzchar. Nefroim can be both ways. K'moish Adam is Naigim Hayrav, like a person treats his parents, Kachbonov is Nagu Imai. So his children will treat him. Mizem Advarim Shirayim Gambiz Menenu. We see that. Ken Kosov is Sefer Pelot Giants, Erech Kibbutz Aveim. I'm a Megillah, Nimtz Shiyotu, Shapirish Mavav Chob Beis Shana, Shem Shapirish Yaakov would be no Mayavav. See, by Yosef left 22 years, like Yaakov left 22 years. I'm a Sech, the smallest parakeet base. Was Manach as I did, that's all. Hoyim Ibn Barak Echa, Chamru Allah, Shem Bisnag, and Mavav Karoi. In the time of the Chazaynish, there was a Yidden Bnei Barak. The people said he doesn't treat his father appropriately. So Aviv Nifter Acher Kamishvuas Meis Pisaim. And after his father died, a few weeks later, this young man died. While Yitzhar Yavari, he was young and healthy. The Amru, and people said, So Aviv Tavel Adin. It's an amazing thing. I mean, this is Reb Chaim quoting this, that people said that his father called him to din upstairs for not doing proper Kibbutz Aveim. I mean, Reb Chaim is quoting this story. It's not like a Bubba Maisa. Yam Ayayim Yesh Echad, Shaloy Nisnaigim Aviv Kesura Bechayav. So Reb Chaim says, today there's also somebody that didn't treat his father appropriately. V'yachakach Yatsu Banav L'tar B'sra Rachman Al-Lutzlan. And his kids went off to D. Avshu Tamachacham. B'chein Yesh Keilu L'Rayv. V'rayt Zalir Yisraya. If you want to see, just look, you'll see. Hashem Yisbarak Atzuleinu Mikosa. There's a medrash called Medrash Aseres Hadibros. It's printed at the end of Tirish Shleima on Yisrael. Okay, I never knew it existed. But that was China. Rabbi Yehoshua ben Elam, Elam, he gave the loy b'chaloyim, Sameach b'vavecha. They told Rabbi Yehoshua ben Elam, or Elam, I don't know how to pronounce his name. Does it say how to pronounce his name?
Elam.
And they told him in a dream, be happy in your heart, Cha'ata b'nanas ha'katzav, you and Nanas the butcher, Meshavay Meshavcha beGan Eden. You'll be sitting together in Gan Eden. The Chalka Koshavim, and your Chalik and his Chalik will be equal to Echad. Shaniya, Rabbi Yeshua, Choshev Beliba, he thought himself, Oily, woe to me. Shabiyayim Shinalati, from the day I was born, he said, Tavi Beyiris Kaini. I always feared my Creator. I only toiled in Tirah. I never walked Dalad Amas without Tzitzis and Tzolim. Obviously, during the day when he can wear tone. While he shvayed him tamidim, I had 80 tamidim. The actual school of my said, the terasi, in my katzav. And now they're telling me upstairs that my, me and my taira are equal to the butcher. Shalach le tamidim, he sent his tamidim, tezu, so they cut us the base medrash. I'm not coming today this year. Acha'era, me is there, it's my masav. Who is this partner of mine, Mechavrus and Elam Haba? How does he act? Shuchaveri began Eden. Okay, this is, again, Rabbi Shua ben Elaim, and this is in a medrash. Ach, miyad holachim taminov meir leir, mishol b'shem ish b'shem aviv. He asked people, do you know Nanas the butcher? He went to travel from city to city to find Rabbi Nanas the butcher. Ach, shabal leiroi, till he came to Nanas' city. Shenich nishol miyad, hechen Nanas akatsav, where is Nanas the butcher? Amar lo lama mevata mevakash, I said, why do you need him? Atachos is the tzaddik, v'tishal ish kamayu. Why are you asking on a person like him? Like you're a tzaddik, and you come to town, you ask an honest. Amalei ma'anasav, what does he do? Amalei adineinu leitishu menuklum. Don't ask us anything, I should hear I say. You know what? See for yourself. Miyad shochu b'shvilei they sent for nanas. Amalei Rishu ben Elam shayla itzcha. Rishu ben Elam wants to see you. Amalei nanas. Mi anaychi mi avaysa b'Yisrael. Who am I and who are my forefathers? So Yeshua shayla itzi. Rabbi Yeshua wants to see me. Amalai, he said, Amoy Gulech Imanu, come with us. Chashabili boy, Shakomash Amalai Shakaru. He thought they're making fun of him. Not Rabbi Shua ben Elaim wants him as Narish Gaiden? So they thought he was lying. They were lying. I'd like to finish this story. But Amalai, he said, Layelech Imacham, I will not go with you. Sha'atam Sakim, you're tricking me. Yad Chazal Rabbi Shua ben Elaim, Ata Arbi Yisrael, you are the light of Yisrael. But Arbi Neinu, the light of our eyes, Ateres Rishenu, the crown of our head. How can you send us for him? He doesn't want to come. I will not rest, not just right, until I see him. So Bishua went to Nanus. Nafal Nanus Apnei Bishua. He fell in the front of Bishua. What is today different? Shateris Yisrael, the crown of Yisrael, Balufnei Abde, is coming in front of his servant, referring to himself. Amalei David Li Daber Yimcha, I have to speak to you. Amalei Daber, speak. Amalei Ma Masecha Ma Melachtecha. What do you do? What's your work? Amalei Adoni Katzavani. I am a butcher. V'yeshli Ab, I am Zekainim. I have old parents. V'ein Yechaylim Lamed Ereglayim, they can't stand. I dress them and feed them and machit them and watch them beyadi with my hand. So Bishua got up and kissed him on his head. Fortunate are you and fortunate is your gairu. Fortunate am I. My chelik, she's a chisi liyaz chavercha b'gan Eden. I was zaycha to become your chavrusa in Gan Eden. I have no idea. But I just changed where I'm getting to this week because Dr. Schwab and Dr. Harris aren't here today. It makes a big difference. The old Rabbi Cohen picked up the slack. The old Rabbi Cohen picked up the slack. This doesn't ask as much. Yeah, Baruch Meisher.
Rebbe, I could slow you down on the phone, you know.
Well, you don't do a good job on the phone. Okay. We are up to, I'm going to start again. The Tanya. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13th line from the top of 32A. 13th line from the top of Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. So it's talking about over there, the Gemara said that Remeir was Chayshish from Utah, and therefore he's Chayshish for B'nai Skusim. That B'nai Skusim see blood when they're born, or close to birth, and the Kusim don't type with them. Why they don't type with them, we'll see later in the Gemara, but they don't type with them, even though they keep Nidus, but they don't keep it for little girls. Now the Gemara asks, Remeir was only Chayshish when there's a Miuta Deshriach, a frequent Miuta, like Katan and Katana, whether they're Saris and an Islandist, and again, I don't know what the bar of Shriach is. And the Gemara's answer is, no, B'nai Skusim is also Shriach. It's also Shriach for girls to see Dav. The Tanya, that's where we're going to start. Amar Rabbi Yaisi, Maisim Be'im Bul, Mitulu Kaidim Lu'ima. The story in Be'im Bul, that the girl was born, her mother had 2 weeks of Tumah, she saw blood at birth, a week later she was Tahira, they titled her. Amar Rabbi Maisim Be'im Sharim, that's where Rabbi lived, they titled her before mom. So back to Gemara. Okay, fine. So we've proven our point that it's not loy shchiach. We have three stories that it happened, so therefore it's shchiach. And again, I don't know the bar, what's shchiach and what's not shchiach. Zakta Gemara Bishlam and Rabbi Yaisi the Rabbi, Mishim Trumas Eretz Yisrael. We can understand Rabbi Yaisi and Rabbi because they're concerned about Truma. Why are they titling a little girl? She's 7 days old. Why in the world are we titling her? Teretz says, because Truma is all around, and we're afraid that she's going to be Metame Truma. So therefore, we title her to make sure she's Tahira. Ella, Rav Yosef, who lived in Chutzlar, it's in Bavel, Lomeli. Aye, they separated Truma there as well. V'amash Shmuel, ain't Truma's Chutzlar, it's Asura. Ella, B'misha, Truma, Yaitse, Migufay. V'hari, Mili, B'achila, V'mligi, Elai. Shmuel told us two things. The Trumas Chutz La'aretz, which is rabbinic, right, is only aser for a type of tumma that yaitze migufay. Unlike in Eretz Yisrael, where somebody who touched the sheretz is tumma, he can't touch truma, or he touches an avela, he can't touch truma. In Chutz La'aretz, one who touches a sheretz or an avela or tumma meis is not mizra'al truma of Chutz La'aretz. Besides for that, even a tumma yaitze migufay, Nidus of Zava Yemenis, is only usher and eat Trumas Chutz La'aretz. But there's no isser to touch Trumas Chutz La'aretz. It's all rabbinic. And therefore, they never made that isser. So this little girl, she's Tumah Yaitse Migufa. She had Nidus at 1 day old. What are we afraid of? She's going to eat Truma? She's a little baby. there it is, your brain will touch truma. And what's wrong if she touches truma? Not metama benegia. So what are we worried about? So the Gemara of Masutra, the nitzcha l'soicha shemesh of truma. We want to smear her with oil of truma, and smearing is considered like eating, like drinking. The Tanya b'yichalu eskacha b'nei Yisroa shirimu l'Hashem. They shouldn't desecrate the truma that they separate for Hashem. The rabbi says hasach v'sashaisa. To say that not only eating is asur, but even smearing oil of truma or drinking truma. Let's catch up with Rashi. Zok Rashi, all the way back, aim bull, it's about the fourth or fifth narrow line. Aim bull, obey Shara, Beret Yisrael. Pompadisa was Chutzlaris. Mishum Truma, Beret Yisrael, the Mifstuli Benegia. Top possible by touch. Yaitamiguva, Janzab, Zab, Benida. Vahani Mili Bachila. Kula Shmuel Amra. This is all part of Shmuel's statement. The Pchiris, the Perik, and the Kayak Behema. Vahila Zab, Benida, Le Pasle Benegia. And Shmuel added that even a Zab and a Nida, which is Tumma Yaitamigupai, don't pass by touch. Right. Zokta Gemara, the Seicha Shemesh Shatruma, the Seicha Kachila. Sicha is like eating or drinking, it's the same. Vachila kamina, the trumas chutzlaret asur lenida. And by sicha we said, the trumas chutzlaret is asur kenida. Now this over here, just mentioning this as an aside, opens up a whole new sugya, which we're not going to get into, but I'm going to mention. Trumas chutzlaret? Do we separate truma and Cleveland? What is this trumas chutzlaret? Chala, we separate in chutzlaret. It's chala's chutzlaret. Where's trumas chutzlaret come from? So this is a big machlokes rishonim, because there's some gemaras that seem to say you're mechuyev in truma and chutzlaretz, like over here, that's what it says, truma and chutzlaretz. And there's some gemaras that say you're not mechuyev in truma and chutzlaretz. So there's many, many different shittas in the rishonim. I'm going to mention two of them and let the the halach is clear. We don't separate truma. Not a new chumrah that I'm trying to start here. Rashi shita is that Truma the right scenario to Israel, which is dug on Tirash Yitzhar, which is grain, wine, and oil, is made in Chutzlaretz also. And the Gemaras that say there's no Truma in Chutzlaretz is talking about Paris and Yerukas, which even in Eretz Yisrael is Drabonon. That Drabonon did not make in Chutzlaretz. But a Truma the Raisa, like dug on Tirash Yitzhar, which are Nayag in Eretz Yisrael, the Raisa, that they made in Chutzlaretz. That's what Rashi says. Doesn't say much else. So it seems from Rashi, and again, I'm being very, very careful, that Rashi held that in France, you have to separate Truma from Dagon Tirish and Yitzhar. Now, I don't know if that Rashi really held that way, but from Rashi says in the Gemara, Rashi and Chulun, that's what it's mashma. Rabbeinu Tam says, I think it's Rabbeinu Tam, that only in the countries close to Eretz Yisrael did they make Trumas Chutz Laretz. Countries far away from Eretz Yisrael, there was no Trumas Chutz Laretz. And therefore, in France and Spain and Germany and in Cleveland, there is no reason to be mafresh Trumas Chutz Laretz. What's close, what's far? Here is Bavel, and they had Trumas Chutz Laretz in Pumbedisa, right? So obviously, I don't know what's close and what's far. And whether that means from everything or only Dagon Tirish V'Yitzhar, even in the countries close, I don't know. But this is a Shaila and the Rishaynim. I'm just mentioning it because we have over here something called Trumas Chutz Laretz, which we don't do. Just pointed that out. But we were talking now in Pumbedisa, Rabbi Yosef tabled this little girl, and the Gemara say the reason he tabled this little girl is because they wanted to use oil of truma to smear it on her body. And that's a legal use of truma, but it's aser for a tameh, because she's a tumah yaitzim migufa, she was a nida, and we don't view it as touching truma, we view smearing truma like eating truma. How do I know that's true? How do I know that smearing oil on a person of truma is considered like he ate the truma? Or, to be more exact, like he drank the truma. How do I know that? Dr. Gemara, the Tanya. Yes. No. Rabbi, this has nothing to do with Kusi. We wanted to prove that it's shliach, the girls see blood when they're born. Then we take it over to Kusi. Then we're not interested in Kusi now. We were interested in proving, because we were worried about Kusim who have periods when they're 1 day old. The Gemara's question was, it doesn't happen frequently. So the Gemara's answer is, yes, it does. And the Gemara brings three stories to show that it happened frequently. And again, as I pointed out, I don't know what the word frequent means. Now, the question of the Gemara was, who cared above if it happened or not? So Joseph took this girl to the mikvah. Why? What was he afraid of? What was this girl going to do?
She was a Bas Kohen.
Let's say she was a Bas Kohen, yeah. It makes sense she was a Bas Kohen, right. Now, what is she going to do? Not eating Truma, and she's not having a relationship with a man now. She's a one-day-old girl. And he tabled her on day 7, before her mother tabled. Why? So the Gemara answered, because they wanted to smear Truma on her. And smearing is utter like eating. That's what we are into now. We're not, the Kusim is a byproduct. I mean, that's what we want in our Gemara. But we're only bringing that in to prove that it was frequent that girls saw them when they were born.
Yeah, you're not concerned about touching the baby, the baby being with Nida?
Yeah, she is Nida. The girl had a discharge.
Okay, so she's Nida. Why aren't we concerned about parents touching the baby?
Or Mishka.
Meaning, you're worried about, what you're asking is, mom is a Yelenis, right? And mom nurses her child, so mom is touching her child. And mom is an Avatoma, so the baby is a Rishon L'Toma, right? That's what you're worried about.
I wish I would have thought of that, but that too.
Well, isn't that what you asked me?
No, it's the opposite. The baby would be from the Tommy, her father. Her father picks her up.
Same thing. You're asking the other way. That yeah. The baby is an Avatoma, because she's an Ida, she'll be Metame her father. And her father would be a Rishon. Yeah, but the father would be allowed to eat Trumas Chutzlaretz, because it's not a Tumah Yaitze Megufoy. Remember, we just said that Trumas Chutzlaretz, I don't know if you were here when we read it.
I heard that part about Chutzlaretz, but I'm asking about Inheritance.
Let's not confuse what we're talking about over here.
Okay.
The Gemara here is trying to say that Rav Yosef tabled the baby at 7 days old. The Gemara wants to know why he tabled her. And as you saw, the Gemara had no shaila of why he tabled her. The Gemara knew why he tabled her in Eretz Yisrael. So there you can tell me father and mother, you can tell me a million things. I want to know why he tabled her in Chutz
Lare. Okay. Before you go into this, one more question. Did she become Nida on the moment she was born?
If she had a discharge.
Mm-hmm. That's why we wait 7 days.
To table her, correct. Right. If she had a discharge, we wait 7 days. Correct. Now, in Eretz Yisrael, we know why we waited for her, why we tabled her. Because in Eretz Yisrael, they have truma, and they're not allowed to touch truma. And they can make their father a Rishon, and can do all those things. Right. But the question is, why in the world are we concerned in Chutz Laretz? In Chutz Laretz, you only have to be concerned by Tumah Yaitze Megufa, which this girl has, but only for eating, not for touching. That's the Gemara's question. And the Gemara's answer is, no, because she's eating. But she doesn't eat Truma. The answer is, they smear Truma on her, and that's considered like eating. Now, your question is, your question is, why in Eretz Yisrael did they bother tabling her? Right? Because she's going to become Tamei right after the table, where if her mother nurses her, she's touching her mother. And there, she becomes a Risha Lutuma, and again, she's restricted from Truma. So what was the rush to table her? In fact, Titus points out, all kids are Tamei in Eretz Yisrael because they touch their mother who's a Yelenis. Right? All kids. So what was the rush to table her at day 7? Titus doesn't answer the question. I'm sorry?
I don't understand. Day 7...
Her mother is still Tumbay.
Yes, for another day, maybe.
And if she had a girl, obviously she had a girl. The girl had a discharge, right? Oh. So she's Tumbay for 14. Right. And all kids are Tumbay, whether they saw Nidus or not. So Titus points that out. I don't know what the answer is. I mean, the only thing I can think of is they didn't want her to be an Abatuma. By touching mother, she's a Rishon L'Tumah. It lessens the kind of tumah that she has. By tabling her, they got rid of her being an avatumah. I guess it would make enough kamina legabich. I don't know what we're making Avkamina for. Tyson just pointed out. He says all brothers are tamei from touching their mother.
So, Rebbe, so a kid always knew when their mother was in nida, she couldn't touch it. That's just the husband, it's anyone?
Again. In those days, when a woman was in nida, everybody knew. Everybody that came into contact with her had to know she was in nida. If you kept kulam betara, right, how in the world could you have an nida touching your food? If she sat on a couch, that couch became an avatuma, to miskav. Her mattress was an avatuma. So a woman used to walk and move into a different room. It was called Beis Nidasa. When a woman became a nida, she moved out of the house, in the house, in a different room. And that's where she lived for the 7 days. And she didn't prepare food for her family. And she didn't do anything because she was a nida. Whatever she touched became tamei. Any keli she touched. So she had her tamei dikakelim in that room. At the end of 7 days, she went to the mikvah and came out and rejoined society. So every kid knew where their mother was.
What if she mistakenly sat on the bed? What do you do with the bed? What do you do with the bed if she mistakenly sat on the bed?
She had two beds.
What if she sat on the wrong bed? And then, what do you do with the bed now?
Take it to the mikvah.
Seriously.
No, I guarantee you they did not have the couches we have. No, they didn't because they couldn't slut that to the mikvah, though. And it would ruin the inside of them. It was a different lifestyle. Totally different lifestyle.
We had a main COVID.
Yeah, COVID. Okay. But that's who it was. So every kid knew when their mother was a nida. And when she walked, she had big dini dusa. Her friends stayed away from her. Because they would become a rishon l'tuma if they touched her during her days of nidus.
Scarlet letter.
They wore certain big dini dusa. People knew that this is her period time and stay away from her. This is normal life. No, they didn't have to have anywhere a yellow star, no. Yes?
My wife taught the Iranian girls when they came from Iran. I think like 80, they fall everywhere. Some of the girls came to school with gloves.
Yeah, so I can say two things. Number one, Rav Vadi Yosef came to Baltimore because the Iranian girls refused to learn during the time of their period. They came to Baltimore, a lot of Iranian girls. Baltimore was very involved in bringing over Iranians. We had like 50 Iranian Bachim and Yeshiva. And the girls went to Beit Yaakov, and when they had their period, they refused to learn. We need this, we can't learn. Even though they didn't go to the mikvah, but while they were seeing them, they didn't refuse to learn. So Rav Adyev Yosef came to Baltimore, because that was the only one they would listen to tell them that they can learn. That's one story. What? Again, this is what they came with from Iran. I can only tell you what happened. I didn't talk to the girls. I was a bucker in yeshiva. But I came to Baltimore for that reason. And a bucker told me, now he's a rav in L.A. He was a bucker, an Iranian bucker in yeshiva. He told me that when his mother saw Dom, she wore gloves when she touched anything. He told me that. So he knew when his mother was seeing Dom because he wore gloves when she prepared the food, when she touched dishes. It didn't make a difference. She still sat on her bed and did their couch. It didn't make a difference. But that was the zahiris they used to do. This is a bachur who came from Iran and he said, my mother was in need that she wore gloves. But it didn't like she noticed. Now he knows. This was life. You get used to it and it doesn't make an impact anymore. You don't think about it. By the way, that's why it could be, again, it's a theory that they had more than one wife in the olden days. Because if a guy needed his wife to prepare his food, and one week a month, she was out. Again, this is speculative. It's a different culture. I said this once here. I had a guy in my shir. She lived with me well. He doesn't come here. He lives down the neighborhood now. Originally, the beginning of their shoe, and I said this, and he went home and told his wife, and his wife said, she can't wait. She gets a week off to move into a room. She can take along her books, her svarim. Nobody bothers her, no kids, no husband, nothing. She's free for a week, a month. She can't wait. That's when he came back the next day. He said, my wife said, you can't wait.
I'll have another wife, too.
Again, I'm just telling you, the rest is, this is the story that happened. I told them that some people say if Mashiach comes, the tumor will go away. So it won't happen again. Because if not, we are in for a culture shock, a huge culture shock. The whole life changes.
So it will go away?
There's a shaila, because Tumas Nida was an Einish of Chava. Oh. Right? It wasn't like part of nature. Originally, she wasn't supposed to have Tumas Nida. It's part of Chava's punishment. Chava's punishment, right? So now, what happens when Mashiach comes? Will we still be B'seis HaPecha Teichol Lechem? Or will the fruit grow on the trees, like the Gemara says? Right? Okay. Right. Back to the Gemara. El, I'm a my sutra and it's
her wearing degaded yusa, is that a whole you're putting today's culture in that.
Exactly. Today it would be terrible. A woman's announcing she's in need to wear your sneers. But those days this is life. This was life. Tumatara was life. When a man was a zav, he also stayed away from society. When he sat on a bed, it was an avatumma, a zav. A balkeri wasn't that way. He was a rishon l'tumma. So he had to stay away from food and things, but he didn't make it to person tumme. He could say shalom aleichem to somebody. He didn't make him tumme.
He's only one day and go to the mikvah.
A zav is 7 days.
How frequently was a zav?
I don't know idea how frequent it was. We'll make it up.
Not like Nida.
No, not like Nida. Nida is a cycle, correct. That's why it's a curse. Chava was cursed that she's a Nida with all its ramifications. What? I can't hear you.
It's all we have today also.
Yeah, but it makes no difference. We're all Tame. We went through this already a million times. I'm a Mazutu and Israel was Saikha Shashem and Shotuma. The Tanya says, Lo Yichalu was Kacha B'nei Yisrael. They shouldn't desecrate. Shirimu L'Hashem. The Rabbis is Hasach B'Sashaitza. They not only can't want eat truma when they're tamei, they cannot drink it nor smear it on them. And the Gemara asks, "Shai salam alikra? Why do I have to include drinking? Shtiyah b'chal achila. When you said you can't eat, doesn't drinking part of eating? Ella, you're right. The Rabbah says hasach kishaisa. The Brice is saying smearing is like drinking, not like touching. The chiddush of this extra pasuk is to tell me." Now, when one smears on themselves truma, it's not like they only touched truma. It's like they drank truma. It's like they ingested it, corrected. And therefore, even in chutzlaret, you have to worry about a little baby that's an Edom.
And why are you smearing this baby?
Well, I'm sorry?
Why are you smearing the baby?
Why are you smearing the baby? I don't know. My wife used to smear the baby with all kinds of different lotions to keep the baby's skin smooth, or b'chulu b'chulu, I think. And the whole, I mean, if I understand correctly, you go into the pharmacy, there's a whole shelf of things to smear on babies to make their skin softer and smoother, b'chulu b'chulu. B'imbay zeyme mahacha. La'kabe kamayim b'kirbay, v'chashemem b'atz myself. The pasuk puts Mayim Bekirbai and Shemen Bats Maisav together. That means one is like the other. Rashi. Zunk Rashi, the Tanya, the Sikha Kachila. The Rashi before. The Sikha Shemen Shatruma, the Sikha Kachila, Bachila Kamina, the Tumas Chutzlar, Tassur Lanita. The Tanya, the Sikha Kachila, Vleichalu, Beparchas Hazaris, Tmeim, Betrumaksiv. This is written in the Parsha that warns about Tumah. The rabbi says, Hasach, Bechal, Kachim, Bechal, Bechachim, Leyachal, Adashi Yitar, Shtia, Bechal, Achila, the Ksiv, Bechalta. How do I know Shtia is considered eating? Says, Bechalta, Maisha, the Gunka, Tiraishcha. You're eating Tiraish. Tiraish Chamrahu. Tiraish is wine. Bechal, Leyachila. Tavi Kamayim, Bechal, Gabi Rashakoi. By a Russia, it says it comes like water in him and like oil in his bones, whatever the pasuk is talking about. Not to give my biter. Yachid the Dun, it's saying the klala should enter him like water in his, like water and like oil. So we see that the pasuk compares the two. Yachid the Dun Ami. So our girls are also tame. Why are you picking on the kusim? Not to give my Ananda Shinan Isha Veisha. We know the drasha, it says isha that has an ida, becomes an ida, and it says v'isha, the extra vav, is to tell us at any age. So therefore, when a woman has, a girl has a discharge at birth, we take care of it. Because we know she's an ida. Chichajan, and when they see blood at birth, or when they're young, mafreshiluhu, we separate them, meaning we treat them like nidas, like us and Rabbana. So there's no reason to assume that girls are tamei.
Also, we table them.
That's what it means. We separate them and take care of them, which means stifle them. Therefore, like Gaza Rabbanan, Inu Deloid Archi Shavisha, they didn't accept, the Kusim did not accept that drasha, B'chichajin Loimavish Luhu, and when they see they don't separate them, Gaza Rabbanan. Rabbanan were Geyser. Rashi, Yachi, the chayis lemiuta, the danami litamu kula marisasan. They should also be tama from their crib. Isha v'isha, the rabbis ksanik in the mefarish. Mafresh luhu, mimaga kachem, from touching kachem. I don't think Rashi means kachem as opposed to truma. I think Rashi means kachem as opposed to chulin, meaning to keep them away from holy things. Zakti gemar v'isha kisiyah zava, benidim mishtoikra. Even though it says the word zava there, it means flowing, not zava and halacha. How do I know that? Because it says, shivasam and peben idasa. See, there's two parshas over there in Parshas Metzaira. One says, isha kisiyah zava, she's tamei 7 days. And the next one says, isha kisiyah zava, kisiyah, whatever the word is, beloy es nidasa, which is not an ida. That's talking about zava. So there's two parshas over there, one for Nida, one for Zava. So Rashi's afraid, you'll hear the word Zava, you'll think we're talking about a Zava. So Rashi says, no, the first parsha uses the word Zava as a verb. She's flowing, not as a Zava noun, that she is a Zava. That's what Rashi's trying to tell me. Read the rest of the pasuk. It says, Shivas Yomim Tehei Benidasa. That's by a Nida, not by a Zava. The next parsha, which talks about Zava, calls her a Zava, even though it uses both are the words flowing, but there's a difference flowing in a regular cycle or flowing out of the cycle.
What the word zava meaning is neither there?
Zava there is a verb, not a noun. She will flow.
Oops, so it's from Anita. Okay.
Right. Even though the Torah says the word zava.
Yeah, really,
zava is not identifying her. It's identifying what's happening. She's flowing. Zakti Gemara Vayter. My Isha v'Isha. What are you referring to when you say the drasha of Isha v'Isha? The Tanya. Isha, Pasuk says, Isha kisiyah zava, ain't the Elisha. That tells me a grown woman. Now, what's a grown woman? We don't know. We don't even have a habamin of an age. Assume 12. Just for argument's sake. Because the Gemara doesn't explain what we would think it means. It doesn't say. Ain't the Elisha. Isha usually means an adult. 12. How do I know even a one-day-old? Talmud Leimer Ve'isha, the extra vav. And therefore, they don't hold the Drasha. The Kusim were Jews. This is going to my number that Kusim were Jews. Kusim were Jews, but they didn't keep all the Drashas. And they didn't hold that a one-day-old could become a Nida. So therefore, we have to worry that every little girl of a Kusim might be a Nida. Whereas by our girls, we don't have to worry because people know the drasha, they take care of it. Rashi. The Isha, we did it. No, Rashi.
Is this common way they spell Isha in the Torah?
Yes. Something to do with the Yud. Yeah, always, I think so. I'm not going to tell you how many times there is a Yud and how many times there is a Yud. I never even noticed these things. I'll be honest, I don't even notice.
The king is her husband.
What? No. Sometimes it says Isha with a yud, not without the. That's a dotted hay when it means her husband. Yeah, but that's not what we're talking about now. He's talking about yud. He thought that Isha spelled Aleph Yud Shen Hay.
But you could see it more commonly by what it means, not the case.
You're Balkaira, maybe. You can tell me. I have no idea. If you're saying it's more common, I'll either accept it or say that you're guessing. I don't know. But I for sure don't know. You know, I don't like, again, I'm a very anti-speculation person. I don't like to make things up. I like to follow what I know. And I don't know how many times it's spelled with a yod or not yod. I don't know. Reb Chaim Kanevsky knew. I don't know. I don't notice these things. I'm worried about what the words mean. Not that I'm, it's not, it's Torah. There's a reason there's a yod and not a yod. I just don't know. That's all. Add that to the Most of the time, I don't know.
Ish has a yud.
Ish has a yud, yes. Ish has a yud. Ish doesn't have a yud. The Gemara darshans that it's letters Ish.
Wait, if you don't have a Shem.
Right. But the Gemara asks, why is by the lady the Ish together and by the man there's a yud separated? The Gemara talks about it in sight. Right. That's the Gemara Vayter. Fact the Gemara. Al mikimar b'krua b'shem echad. Are you taking from Vav and making even a one-day-old? Means you're expanding it from an adult to a one-day-old? Very many. I'll ask you a contradiction in a minute. Isha talks about a woman that's metame babia. Any woman that has a relationship is considered like a balkari. She has to go to the mikvah that day, like a man has to go to the mikvah for keri. Nothing to do with tumas nida. This is called a meshameshes. A woman who has a relationship goes to the mikvah the next day like a man goes to the mikvah the next day. It's a tumma of one day. It's mishameshes. It's like a balkari. That's what the pasuk talks about. Ve'isha asher yishkav ish oisa shech v'zera, she should go to the mikvah. It says ve'isha. So the b'raisa asks, ain't the elisha? That tells me an adult lady that has a relationship with a man. How do I know a three-year-old, if she has a relationship, that's also called the relationship that she has to go to the mikvah? Talmud Loima Ve'isha. So the Vav includes a three-year-old. That means under three, we don't recognize that as a relationship. We don't view that act as a relationship. And how do I know three? From the Vav. What does Vav tell me? One-day-old or three-day-old? A three-year-old. Meaning, you have the same Vav in two different sukkim, and one you darshan all the way back to one-day-old, and one you darshan only to 3 years old. Like, hello, what does Vav tell me? It's expanding till when? Zakta Gemara, Amarava, Hilchasininu, Vasmachinu Rabbanan Akroi. One of them is a halacha l'maish mitzinai, and the drasha of the Vav is only an asmachta. Really? We know it from halacha l'maish mitzinai. One of them. One of them is a real drasha, even though it says ninu. You're going to see from the Gemara in a moment that only one of them is halacha l'maish mitzinai. One of them is halacha l'maish mitzinai, and one of them is pashup shat in the Vav, is what we do with a Vav. In fact, the Gemara haikra v'ayilchasa. That's my proof that only one is halacha l'maish mitzinai, because the Gemara asks which is the pasuk and which is the halacha. If both are halacha l'maish mitzinai, what's the Gemara asking? So, ilay mebashay mechad hilchasa bashol l'shara v'yamechad kra. Are you going to tell me that the pasuk means three, and that which we expand to one day by nida is halacha l'maish mitzinai? Cross stomach sib. Where do you see 3 years old? The Vav is a ribui. How do you know to limit it at three? Where did three come in from? To go all the way back to 1 day old, that makes sense. It's not an adult. It's even a child. When does a person become a child? At birth. So that person is Tameinida. Makes sense. But where does 3 year old come? You don't see in the Pusik any division in the age of Katnus.
Are we asking it here?
Again. Rava just answered me. The one is Pashup Shat in the Pusik, and one is Halacha L'maish Mitzinai. So the Gemara wants to know which is the Pashup Shat, which is halacha l'maishim mitzinai. So the Gemara says, it has to be that the pasuk pshat is 1 day and halacha l'maishim mitzinai is three. Because for the pasuk itself, you never see the three-year-old. That's all you're saying.
Go to the Lesser Chiddush.
Again,
Lesser
Chiddush doesn't make any sense here. Because Lesser Chiddush means, if I had a source for the number three, where do I know three-year-old? Where did the number three? Why not four-year-old? Why not two-and-a-half-year-old? I mean, where did the number three-year-old come from? There's no hint in the passing to the number three. And there's no svara for the number three.
So therefore must be what?
Must be halacha l'maish mitzinai. If not, where does three come from?
Mm-hmm.
So again, so we're answering, Isha means an adult. The Vav says, even a child. What's a child? Without any hint, a child is 1 day old. That's when they are a child. So where did the b'raita come up with the number three? Must be, it's halacha l'maish mitzinai. The halacha l'maish mitzinai says three. That which we say it comes from above is an asmata.
The final?
We're not finished, but we're, yeah.
So the
halacha
must be size 3, and the
tzmachta
teaches us what? That she's in.
No, the tzmachta teaches us nothing. Again, there's two parshas here. They have nothing to do with each other. One is when a girl becomes an ita, and one is when a girl's relationship is viewed as a relationship.
Yeah.
One has nothing to do with each other. In one pasuk, we say the Vav tells me what day, and in one pasuk, the Braisa says Vav tells me 3 years old. And the Gemara wants to know which one is halacha l'maisa m'sinai and which one is pasuk shat in the drasha. The Gemara's answer is there's no reason to say that a Vav would teach me 3 year old by itself. Whereas 1 day old makes sense because we're saying not only adult, even a child. So by neither we include a 1 day old. And by Bia, we say it's 3 years old because it's halacha l'maisa m'sinai, not because the pasuk told us. I would learn the Brisa says Ve'isha. The Brisa just threw that in as a hint. That's really not what the Pasuk is talking about. Ella Baski Moshana B'Yemechad Hilkasa Basra Yemechad Kro Rashi Zogt Rashi all the way back. Uriminhu all the way back. A lot of Rashi. Isha. So like 20 lines up, 25 lines up. Ve'isha Asha Yishkab Isha Isha Shich B'Zera. Talking about a woman who had a relationship with a man. Libya, Shematame Bibias Adam, Mixeris Akasav. A woman becomes Tame through a relationship, Mixeris Akasav. Not a 7 day Tama. She becomes like a Balkari, a 1 day Tama. But Lord, the Siv Tamu, they're both Tame. But let me show the gas, Mishik Mazera. Dr. Rashi, who says it has to do anything with a relationship? Maybe is during a relationship, her body touches semen. And the semen is Tame. And it's metame her. Why are you saying the relationship is metame her? Obviously, during a relationship, she touches Shechva Zera. But maybe it's not the relationship. Maybe even she touched Shechva Zera independent of a relationship. How do I know that it's the relationship? So Trashi, Shari Maga Beis Astorimu. We're going to have this much later in Nida a bunch of times. A woman that touches Tuma in the inside of her body, it doesn't become Tame. A touch is only metame external, not internal. And therefore, if a woman touches Shechva Zera inside her body, she's not tame for touching Shechva Zera. If theoretically it were possible to put a little mace into a woman's inside without touching anything external, she would not become tame. Tuma is only metame on the outside, not based on star. And we learned that out from Sukkim, but not here. We're going to get that later. So, Mamela, why is a woman tummy if she has a relationship with her husband? Touching Shechva Zera, she didn't touch it on the external. Teretis, Akasav, relationship is matame her.
Even not, without Shechva Zera?
So that's a good point. That's a big shaila. The Gemara discusses it elsewhere. I don't remember exactly where. I think Rabbi Schutz is on it. If he's on, he'll know exactly where. I don't remember where. Veina matame. Hilchas and Inu, Linya Nida Bashem Echad, Unyinya Bia Bas Gimu, Dvarim, Halalu, Halacha Lamaisha Mishinahin. Now, it sounds like both of them are. So tragic in the Mafarish Vazu, the Chadim in Ayahokasa. And the Gemara is going to, even though these words say both, the Gemara is going to explain we mean one of them is Halacha. It's a strange way. The Gemara says they're both Hilchasa, then the Gemara says one of them is. I don't know why originally we said both are. Hai Krav Ayahokasa, Klaimer, Mirdi, Krav Chadim in Ayahmishtami. The Patik means one. Which one is one we can figure out without halacha? I mean, I read halacha, and which one do we need halacha? Cross stomach sip. Given the vav l'rabuya asa, kol suisha mashma. Anybody that's female, bashay mechad, even 1 day old. Bashay gimel, let mishtamim in a tray, mi bas bais beis adalet. You don't see 2 or 3 any more than 2 or 4. Ela bas gimel in your beer halacha the mikra le mishtama. We didn't know from pasuk. Rabbanon asmachta ba'al masmuchu. They just use the verb as an asmachta, as a hint. Frek de Gemara. So what is the verb for? What is the verb of Isha for? Frek de Gemara. If it's halacha l'maisha m'sinai, so what do I have a pasuk of the verb by the case of a relationship with a man? We know from halacha l'maisha m'sinai. So why did the Torah write an extra verb?
What
do
you mean asmachta
means? Asmachta means it's not a real drasha. Right? It's not a real drasha. We wouldn't know it from a drasha.
What's it hinting to?
Stop. Stop for a second. Whenever there's an asmachta, that means it's not a real drasha. That means we haven't satisfied why the Torah wrote it. Because if the Torah wrote it for the asmachta, then it is a real drasha.
You can't use it double up on it, you mean? We're using it for bata.
That's by Dita. I'm talking now by the three-year-old.
Is it the same
pasuk,
isn't it?
No, that's right. I said this the whole time. That there's a pasuk by Nida, and there's a pasuk by Beisha Ki Ishkam Ishki, Aitse Sheikh Mazer. Nothing to do with Nida. And we're not using the Vav as a drasha, we're using it as a hint. But what is the drasha for? The Maitre, the Torah wrote an extra Vav. The Chimi Achar, the Achar de Ilkasa, Kral Amali, Zakrachi, Achar de Bias Basgim Malach, the Vaisha Mitzinai, Umi Kral Mishkama, so Ika Kral. The Vav Yisera, the Mayasa. So why did the Torah write an extra Vav? And for the Gemara, Lemute Ish Me'aydam. The Torah writes for Isha to tell me that a man who sees a red discharge is not Tameh. Now, it's an interesting thing because the Pasuk is not talking about discharge there. The Pasuk is talking about a relationship. So Rashi's going to explain. But the extra Vav is to say only a woman is coming from a red discharge. If a man discharges blood, he's not coming. Because you might make an argument, if a woman's coming with red discharge, why shouldn't a man be coming with red discharge? The answer is, the Torah writes only a woman, not a man. Now, the Torah didn't write it by discharge. The Torah wrote it by relationship. Zokrashi. The mute ish me'aydem. As I grabbed the crawl, I buy the myri. The Torah's not even talking about a red discharge there. Al korchach, even the kroy yisayrisahu, with an extra pasuk, the drasha asa. We have a rule in the Torah that whenever the Torah writes us extra words or letters, we use it for whatever we think the Torah could have meant. Because if it didn't mean it here, it meant use it somewhere else. Now we use it in the closest possible place that we can find. So when we talk about a woman's tumah, it makes sense to use it about what makes a woman tumah, and the Torah is writing a vav to exclude something. So, something close to the subject matter, a woman becomes tamei by something that's regular. The hainu, aida. The ain is tamei b'davar amar b'isha. A man does not become tamei by something that works for a lady. Fraktrashi, v'kasha harle l'michtav l'amdrasha gabenida. This should have been written by discharges. Why is it written by relationship? It's in the wrong parsha. The drasha ain't ochinami. The legabe need the nami kroakrin itsev. The drashina lo lekamenachi. The truth is, as the Gemara is going to bring later on, there's a pasuk by nida that we use to exclude a man from bread. We don't even need this pasuk to exclude a man from bread. Aye, the Gemara says we do. The Gemara is going to say there later on that we have two psukim to exclude a man from red, and we need two. But perhaps then we have a drasha by Nida that says a man is excluded from red. Once we have a drasha by Nida, where it's talking about discharges, that a man is excluded from red, and we have an extra vav in relationship of man and woman, so we say that extra vav is the second pasuk to exclude man from red. Meaning, had there only been one extra pasuk that's nothing to do with relationship, it would have been a stretch to say that the pasuk talking about relationship is excluding a discharge of red from man. But we have a pasuk that excludes a discharge from red from man. And the Gemara is going to say we need two. So for a second pasuk, we say this extra vav, which is written here, can be transferred there where we already have the main thing established. That's what Rashi
said. Why do we need two? Why do we need two?
The Gemara is going to say later, that's why we have patience. Because the Gemara is going to ask that question as we go along. The Hainu item, the Ein Ish Tamei B'Davar Amar B'Isha, V'Yikash Avalei L'Mikhtav L'Avdrasha Gabi Nida. Ein Ochi Nami. Gabi Nida Nami Kroach Reading Sim. It is written by Nida. The Dishina Lo L'Kaman Ochi. U'mil Tavayu Tzvichi G'Dakama L'Kaman. We need both. Ahuda Gabi Nida, now Rashi cheats. And he tells us what the drasha is going to be. Rashi says, you don't have to have patience. I'll tell you. The one by Nida is to say that if a man has blood coming out of his aver, he doesn't become tamei. Blood that comes out from a person's male organ is not matame beziva. The high in this second one is lamute shichva zera edaim. What if it's red semen? It's not blood. It's red semen. Red semen is not matame, even though it's semen. And this is written where the Torah says the word shichva zera. The extra above says it has to be a white shichva zera, not a red shichva zera. So, this is what the Pasuk here is talking about, shichva zera. So Rashi says you're right. This is a stretch. To say that this Pasuk excludes a man from red, it's not talking about discharges. So Rashi, but we have a Pasuk that already said a man is not talking about red. That's talking about blood. How about if he discharges red semen? So the here where it says ishki 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 shichva zera, ishki 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 shichva zera, so that extra verb tells me that not a red shichva zera, it has to be a white shichva zera.
The word ziva here is not talking about
self. Where is ziva?
It says over here, but see, here's flow also, the noun.
Where?
The line up from this Rashi. Mitzvah ziva.
Where? I don't know what you're talking about. Oh, ziva means flow. Yeah, a man never becomes a zava.
Right.
Yeah, so ziva means
white,
a flow.
Zav means white also?
No. Oh, zav, yeah. Zav is white, but it's a different texture. But there's a different texture between shichva zera and ziva.
It's not red.
No, it's not red. It's white. Fine. Okay, so we already, we took care of our Mishnah so far. But nice kusim or tamei, they don't darshan the word v'isha. And therefore, they're not matame want any woman till they're adult. And therefore, we have to worry that the girl saw a discharge. We said it's frequent. It's a miut, but it's frequent enough that we're chayshish for it, according to a mayor. And we said, where do we know that a girl is matame? From the extra vav. Because we brought the extra vav in, we asked the question that elsewhere we say the extra vav is for a three-year-old. So we say, no, that's our lakum amayshim at Sinai. What is that extra vav? To exclude a man from a red discharge. How do we exclude a man from a red discharge in a pasuk that has nothing to do with discharge? Because once we have another pasuk that excludes a man from a red discharge, and this is the second one, and it talks about semen, so we say it's excluding for red semen. That's what we did till now. Practicing Gemara by the Tanya. There's another pasuk. This is talking about a zava. This is where zava is a noun. Isha ainli al isha bas yudramim laziva. A woman can only be, I'm sorry, ainli al isha. A woman can only become a zava after she became a nida. A woman has to be a nida, and then there's an 11-day period to become a zava. But the Torah says, woman that becomes a zava. Can a 10-day-old become a zava? Less than a 10-day-old cannot become a zava. Because first she has to be a nida for 7 days. And then she has to see 3 days. So the earliest a baby can be a zava is on day 10. She's born, she has a discharge, she becomes a nida, 7 days. Then 8, 9, and 10 is her 3 days of zivas. How do I know she becomes a zava at day 10? This is a woman that was this is a girl that was a nida, right? You can't become a zava until you were a nida. So she was a nida. Either she went to the mikvah or didn't go to the mikvah. Now, 8, 9, and 10, she saw, she becomes a zava. How do I know? The Torah said Isha. Isha's an adult. Ainli al Isha. Bas yud gamim leziva minayin. Tamad loyma ve'isha. The vav includes the little girl. Now here, the minimum little girl is 10 days old. Because you can't become a zava until 10 days old. It's physically impossible.
Where were we getting this from?
Because you first need 7 days of nida. And then 3 days of zivas. A woman can't become a zava without becoming a nida. So automatically, it's impossible for a woman to be a ziva until she's 10 days old. A girl to be a ziva until she's 10 days old. And the answer is the vav. Here we have a vav to include her for zivas. Now the question is going to be, why do I need 2 psukim, one for nida, one for zava? Once the vav told us even a little girl, so why don't I know both? That's the question. And for that, we will leave until tomorrow. Everybody has a wonderful day.